Few businesses right now could say they're experiencing record demand for their products, but for those selling quad bikes, unprecedented demand is leading to record sales right across the country. National Rural Reporter Kath Sullivan has more.
In southwest Victoria, dairy farmer Ben Bennett says he couldn't do his job without a quad bike.
Every day, 5 o'clock in the morning, I get up, I sit on a bike. I'd be spending nearly 1,000 hours a year on a bike. It's absolutely integral to my business, no different to a carpenter's hammer or a meatworker's knife.
He'd typically buy one at a time, expecting delivery within the week, but not this year.
So I ordered two, and that's nearly 2 months ago and still haven't received them.
Quad bike dealerships say orders are piling up.
It's a pretty amazing scenario. It's something that I've never seen in 36 years.
At Dolby on Queensland's Darling Downs, Craig Hartley says he's pre-sold 50 quad bikes. And he doesn't think they'll arrive until October.
So right now in Australia, there's no motorcycle dealer with a quad bike left in their shop to sell.
Quad bike manufacturers say last month's sales set all-time records. Brad Ryan is a director with Yamaha Motors Australia.
In an Australian context, it is extremely significant because demand has been double or triple what we would expect.
That's partly because farmers are feeling more confident as the drought breaks and they're making the most of tax incentives. But Craig Hartley says there's a bigger driver of sales.
There's the fact that the legislation's coming in and people are going, well, I've got to make sure I'm stocked up before I can't buy them.
New safety regulations designed to prevent farm accidents and deaths will require all quad bikes sold in Australia to be fitted with operator protection devices, or roll bars, from October next year. Several major manufacturers, including Yamaha and Honda, have announced they'll withdraw from the market because they say they can't meet the new requirements. Brad Ryan from Yamaha says some confusion about when that will happen has contributed to increased sales.
So there is a bit of panic buying.
Deputy Chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, Mick Keogh, says there'll still be quad bikes for sale after the laws come into effect.
We are aware of at least two manufacturers who said they already have quad bikes that are compliant with the new standard and they've had no trouble achieving that.
But in Dolby, dealer Craig Hartley has started a petition calling for the government to rethink.
It's the same old story. Guns don't kill people, people kill people, and it can be applied to quad bikes and everything along the way. So,
according to Safe Work Australia, there's been 11 quad bike fatalities so far this year.
Kath Sullivan reporting there.